Good evening and welcome to M1's English Language News broadcast Hungary Reports. I'm Osher Flom. Thanks for joining us. Europe's new defense line must be built along the northern border of Greece, said Viktor Orban on public radio. It is a crucial question of 2016 if they realize at last in Europe that it is not enough to slow down the immigration, but it must be stopped. The Prime Minister emphasized that no other country so far could defend the borders of Schengen except for Hungary.
It is the crucial question of 2016 if they realize at last in Europe that it is not enough to slow down the immigration, but it must be stopped. Therefore, lines of defense should be built, said Viktor Orban on public radio. Hungary set an example in this regard. I think the next line of defense that should be built is at the northern border of Greece, on the border of Bulgaria and Greece and Macedonia and Greece, should a European line of defense be built. Bulgaria should be invited to the Schengen system, for they fought well and fulfilled all their contractual obligations, said the Prime Minister. He added that today the European Union suffers from such serious problems that cannot be remedied without amending the Lisbon Treaty. For if a problem arises today in the EU, the first reflex is to find a so-called European solution immediately and eliminate the authority of the member states. It is not a good reflex or response to declare all questions immediately to be a matter of Brussels. This is Brusselism, a kind of stealthy stealing of competences from the nation states. Its serious risks in the migration case, as well as its security and economic risks, can now be seen by everyone. So therefore, as realities on our side, on the British Central European side, there is a chance here to make a change, Viktor Orban said. The Prime Minister also talked about the assaults at New Year's Eve in Cologne in Germany. He said it is a clear evidence of the current form of liberal mentality confronting freedom itself. Those who want to lecture us on the freedom of speech because of certain developments of reality do not coincide with their ideological views. They want to accept the refugees. They think it is a good thing that immigrants come to a country. That's why all the related negative news are repressed in the name of liberalism and freedom. Actually, in the name of freedom, they harm democracy, and they are taking steps towards a system not based on freedom, he said. Viktor Orban pointed out that the freedom of press in Central Europe is deeper and much wider than in many Western European countries.
The chairman of the Jobbik party said that events occurred in Cologne on the New Year's Eve are dreadful and frightening. Gábor Vona said Hungary wants none of it. Two Islamists were sentenced to 2 years in prison in Great Britain. They were apprehended in Hungary in the middle of last November on a train to Bucharest. They had already been in prison for supporting terrorism, but released in 2009. Their sentence forbade them to leave the UK for 10 years. However, they left the country that is considered to be a serious criminal offence by the court. That is why they were convicted. The Hungarian Gripens got home from the Baltics. Having no defense-capable air force in Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, the Hungarian contingent, together with the German, policed these countries' airspace for 4 months under NATO command. Tamás Varga, State Secretary of Defense, said that the Hungarian pilots have completed their mission well.
The four jet fighters landed on the tarmac of the Kecskemét base in dense fog. Along with them, 80 service members of the Hungarian Air Force came home from the Baltic mission. The retired pilots of the legendary Mountain Lion Company welcomed the homecoming troops. It is a great feeling to see that there are comrades who valiantly carry on what we did, said the retired lieutenant colonel. After 7 decades, this was the first international mission of the Hungarian Air Force, policing the airspace of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania in a joint mission with Germany under NATO command. Mainly, we were carrying out alert missions, and also we took part in 2 training missions as well, said the commander of the Baltic mission. The Hungarian fighter pilots spent 430 hours in air since September. They responded to alerts 25 times, and received more than 100 drill exercises. The State Secretary of the Ministry of Defense said the Hungarian servicemen did their jobs well. We gave proof that besides policing our own, the Hungarian and the Slovenian airspace, since the Hungarian Air Force carries out that too, we are able to complete international missions too within the NATO forces, said Tomasz Varga. The Hungarian troops will return to the Baltic region for the same mission in 2019.
Industrial output increased by 9.5% last year in November, compared with the same period of 2014, announced the Central Statistics Office. The performance of the Hungarian industry grew by 7% compared to October 2015. According to analysts, the industry's output may grow by more than 7% in the course of 2015. Aaron Marka Lenner, Deputy State Secretary of the Ministry of National Economy, said on M1 that data show a balanced and sustainable growth of the Hungarian industry.
The Hungarian industry seems to have a balanced and sustainable growth. The government's strategic objective is to increase the share of the industrial output in Hungary to reach one-third of the GDP. If the current development can be sustained this way by 2020, Hungary will be able to reach this goal.
Foreign trade surplus was €673 million in November last year, showed the recent data of the Central Statistics Office. The value of exports in euros increased by 6%, while the imports went up by 7.7%. According to analysts, Hungary's foreign trade surplus is still considered to be exceptionally high. Levente Magyar, State Secretary of Economic Regulations, said to M1 that good export data determine the performance of the entire economy.
The automotive, the chemical, the pharmaceutical industry and the Hungarian agriculture performed above the average. Thus, the traditional sectors in which Hungary was strong in the last two and a half decades remain the key sectors of the economy. As the export during these years contributed to a significant part of the GDP, and if export performs well, of course, and it did prove to perform above the average in the year 2015, then it will basically determine the performance of the entire national economy.
Miklós Zrínyi Szigetvár 1566 Memorial Year has started when we pay tribute to the 450th anniversary of the heroic steadfastness of Captain Miklós Zrínyi and his army. János Hóvári, president of the committee of Miklós Zrínyi Memorial Year, said it'll be the outstanding event of the year when János Áder, president of Hungary, together with the Turkish and the Croatian presidents, visit the city on the 7th of September at the 450th anniversary of the siege of the castle of Szigetvár. János Hóvári added, it is the descendants' responsibility to recall the past by means of the 21st century in a way that the Hungarians, the Croatians and the Turks may all learn from it.
We in the Central European region, and not just us Hungarians, but also the Croats, the Slovenians, Austrians, Slovaks, Czechs, have a lot to remember as Miklós Zrínyi and his soldiers who were fighting with him defending not only Szigetvár, but also the contemporary Central Europe.
My parents wanted me to be a cellist, said the five-time Olympic champion gymnast Agnes Keleti, who celebrates her 95th birthday. She was the second most successful Olympian of Hungary, winning altogether 10 medals in Melbourne and Helsinki.
The Hungarian Club of Olympic Champions celebrated the 95th birthday of Agnes Keleti. The five-time Olympic gold medalist recalled how she became a gymnast, defying her parents' will. Sports were always my favorite way to have fun. Music was also a part of my life because my parents wanted me to become a celloist. But I never really liked to sit too much, she said. She was the second most successful Hungarian Olympian, right behind Olodár Gerevich. In Helsinki and in Melbourne, she won 10 medals, including 5 gold. After the 1956 Olympics, she never returned to Hungary, but she always stayed close to gymnastics. She held the trainings of the Israeli and Italian national teams. She was merited in Hungary and internationally several times. In 2002, the International Gymnastic Association chose her into the All-Time Hall of Fame. In 2004, she became the Athlete of the Nation in Hungary, and in December, she was merited with the Prima Primissima Award. Agnes Kaleti will be 95 years old on Saturday.
That's all for now. We'll be back tomorrow night after the 11 p.m. Hungarian news, and you can always catch us online. Now stay tuned for the German, Russian and Chinese language news. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.